So they had to go in hiding and they had to cross the border. And when it was taken, when Armenia was taken, they had to cross over into the villages and as children.
Mm. Oh, and then the immigration to America happened later.
Yes.
In life. Okay, that makes more. That's what I was confused about. Okay.
Yes. Yes. So it was when they found they were collecting all of the Armenians when the Turks had invaded. That's when they had to cross the border because they were looking for Armenian children with the intent to, you know, like you see now, you know, Abrajani's, you know, it's always a faction. So one usurps their power, and at that point it was a Turks over Armenians, and so Turks came and went into Isfahan, into Armenia, and so that they had to go into the villages. So so that's when they had to crawl under. I think that they even we heard stories of our grandmother. So grandmother was a lot older than a grandfather. So your great-grandfather. So I don't know his story. I know her story. So Armin had to hide under her parents' dead bodies, you know, in a pit to survive. And I don't know that she knew that's what she was doing. She just knew she had to be quiet. And her parents weren't responding.
How old was she?
She was little. I think she was under 10.
Wow.
And at that point, I don't know, like, the gap between, like, I know of that story, and then she didn't want to talk about it. So I don't know who raised her. I think she and her sister survived. I think her brother didn't. Like, there's a big family. The only ones that came over were two sisters.
Mm. Wow. So after the genocide, the two sisters were still in the villages.
They're still in the villages, raised by their hanamis, raised by their extended family.
Okay.
That then became their acting parents, and raised these children as their own. So they kind of regrouped as family for the remaining children. So not sure if they're like their parents. They were seen as aunts and uncles by bloodline or by circumstance.
Got you. And then they were in the villages for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And then came to America.
Then, you know, yes. Then at that point, at some point, Armin must have gone to Iran to meet my dad's dad. Because she had my dad when she was 15.
Wow.
So she was like 14 when she married this,
wow,
this Iranian.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what the, like, if he, like, how that connection happened. Because it wouldn't have happened by families, right? Because she didn't have a, so that would have, must have been one of the things where she escaped. If she escaped Isfahan, Armenia, and then traipsed over, I don't know how she got to Iran. That gap, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know that she was there when she, then at that point she met and married my dad's dad, and had my dad. And then when he passed away, she went back to her roots because she didn't have any family in Iran. And she went back to Armenia and then landed in Isfahan. No, in Armenia. Sorry.
Got you. And then came to America.
And then met her next husband,
oh,
so who raised my dad, and they had Gladys.